Well, we're just hearing that he's been dropped as the captain. Clearly, that would have been, if that's the case, and 15 minutes long, that would be a very, very fraught meeting and a difficult one for John Terry to have to sit through. I'm sure that he thought that this was a great possibility that Fabio Capello would take this view, and clearly he believes the manager that he's been so mired in controversy, and there are so many unfolding stories around him that it would become a distraction to his squad as they build up to the World Cup, and it would be a constant interference. And we know that Fabio Capello, one of the things that he will not have around his squad is any sort of distraction, anything that undermines that group as they go into a very, very important competition. And remember that Fabio Capello has worked studiously, very, very hard indeed, to create a group, and clearly it would appear he has taken the view that it would be too problematic and distractive to have John Terry leading those players. I'm sure we'll hear a few more details as the afternoon goes on. Interesting also, Kay, about Vanessa Perrancel deciding not to go ahead with the further revelations. Clearly, she has taken a view that, I mean, clearly John Terry would feel that even in that situation there still may be stories to come out, I'm sure damaging stories, but clearly Vanessa Perrancel has taken the view herself that probably it isn't the right time, that it would be damaging to an awful lot of people, and that perhaps also the kind of attention that she might get from people who are expecting England to do well in the World Cup, and she was somehow, as a French girl, somehow working against England's build-up to the World Cup. Clearly a view has been taken perhaps by Max Clifford and experienced people around her that it really wouldn't be the thing to do at this stage because of the attention it might bring.